Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings and glory to the Lord of Lords. To all the fathers out there who say Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We honor you. We glorify your holy name. You are awesome, O God. You are great. There's no one greater than you. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise you. We worship you. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is a day to say thank you. We don't take these days for granted. It is because of your grace I hear, not because of works, but because of your grace. So, Father, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. Lord, thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for each and everyone under the sound of my voice. All your children, your sons and daughters. Love gives to the body of Christ. Everyone is precious in your sight. You are no respecter of any person. You love each and everyone in a unique and special way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Thank you that you love us. Thank you, Lord, for your loving us unconditionally. We bless your name. You are a good, good Father. We honor you, Abba Father. Oh, we adore you. We love you, Abba Father. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. So, Father, this morning, we come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And this morning, O God, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cry out to you, O God. For mercy, 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 mercy. Uriyama sandege yemoko yenakayase. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our sons and our daughters. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our spouses, O God. Have mercy, O God. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So we cry out to you this morning for mercy, 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 mercy. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. The blood of Jesus, that's all again. Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the service. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, the blood that give us strength, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, Ramasandekaya Mokoye Nekayasa. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We suck our children in the blood of Jesus. No, Father, we suck our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we suck our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, our brothers and our sisters, our nieces and nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, everyone under the sound of our voice, in the blood of Jesus. Oh Father God, our environment, our womb that we're in, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things. than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to guide us and protect us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us. Oh, Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing this morning, O God, not the anointing from yesterday, but, Lord, we thank you for the fresh oil, and we thank you for the fresh anointing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the fresh oil, O God. Pour upon us, O God, fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Oh, Father, let this day, this week be a week of new beginnings, O God, as we start the week with praises. We start the week with thanksgiving. We start the week with adoration to you, O God. You are God. There is no one greater than you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we give you honor. We give you the glory that is due to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praises. Hallelujah. We thank you for your praises, O God. Hallelujah. Ramasedekaye. Thank you, Lord. We honor you, Almighty God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We exalt your name, Abba Father. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We adore you, Almighty God. We magnify you, Almighty God. We exalt your name. Hallelujah. 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 So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then to those fathers that are out here that's listening this morning, listening now, maybe listen at another time, we wish you a happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let's look at the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. And then I'm going to start from verse 1. Just bear with me and follow me, please, in the name of Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be spiritually minded, to be spiritually minded. I want you to underline, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. But it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh dare not please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. But you are not in the flesh, but you are what? In the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, and so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to zoom in on. There's two, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded, it's life and peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're looking at flesh and we're looking at spirit. Flesh and spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Christ is walking after Christ, not walking after the lust of the flesh, What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? You look at Galatians, you see love, peace, meekness, patience, kindness. Hallelujah. And we know what happens, the flesh war against the spirit. There's always a war going on within everyone. The flesh says, do this. The spirit says, don't do it. The spirit says, do this. The flesh says, don't do it. It's the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. But when you come into the kingdom and you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you have been adopted and engrafted kingdom of God. You are now his son, his daughter. Hallelujah. That's why you can say, Abba Father. When you say Abba Father, that's an intimacy. You know, you people talk, but you have to get into that deep, intimate relationship with God. If you had a relationship with your earthly father, that means that intimate relationship where you can, he is your father, you can talk to him about anything. Hallelujah. You can be honest with him, because one thing I want you to know, God, your father in heaven, he loves you. The thing about the earth, he made the universe just for us to dwell in the earth. He took time and did these things just for us. Just for us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I think about his goodness, and I think about all that he's done, I don't just say it as a cliche. I say it because I'm appreciative of what my Father in heaven is doing, even as right now as I speak. He's doing for me. He's doing it for you also. Hallelujah. He wants a deep relationship with us. Hallelujah. He wants to commune with us. He wants to fellowship with us. Hallelujah. And he could not do that after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. He didn't leave Adam and Eve just like that. He walked in the cool of the garden. He said, Adam, where are you? What did he do? He still made them coats of animal skin so that they could not be harmed. He put them out of the garden because he's holy and he's righteous, he's clean. But he did not leave them. In Genesis 3:15, he said that the seed of a woman was crushed. The head of a serpent, the seed of a woman was Jesus Christ. He already had a prophetic promise. Because God will, Abba Father will never leave us comfortless. He will never forsake us. He will be with us to the end of time, Abba Father. This is how much he loves us. This is how much he cares for us, Abba Father. He never leaves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus. And all these plans were made even before the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. What it means in the spiritual realm, it was already done. Before God made the world, he had a plan and a purpose for us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, this is how much you love us. This is how much he cares for us. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to realize, don't think, know that he loves you. Know that he wants to be closer. Oh, I'm already close. No, get closer. Get closer, and he walks with me. I am his own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus paid that price for you and for me so that we can come closest to God, so we can have a fellowship with him. Yes, there are times, and many times, we'll fall and we'll slip. But he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, for the Lord will deliver them, us out of all. He said, in the valley, he's with you. In the mountain, on the mountaintop, he's with you. The Lord never leaves nor forsake us. Hallelujah. And this is a message. That's why when everybody's Father's Day, yes, we honor our fathers on earth, but most importantly, all is Almighty God. Amen. So we honor God, hallelujah, through his son Jesus. And we honor our fathers here, earthly fathers, hallelujah, because God gave us our earthly fathers. Yeah, maybe our earthly fathers, sometimes they don't even know their course and their purposes on earth, but we pray for them. Hallelujah. That they will walk after Christ, be fathers like a father in heaven, exemplify Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord. We will be chastised because who the Lord loves, he chastises when we make mistakes. There are times he will chastise us. But if you notice, if you read the Bible, my sisters, if you repent, I will come. He always comes back and let us know that we must come into repentance. He always comes and tell us to repent. He will forgive us. He will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. That's Abba, Father. And my sisters and brothers, celebrate God. Celebrate Jesus, his son. If you do not, the Muslim goes straight to Allah. But God said, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to God, to the Father, except through Jesus. That's the difference between other religions and Christianity. Other religions think they can just go to God. No, we cannot just go to God. We have to go through Christ. Guess why? Because God is holy and righteous. If we just go to him like that, no, we can't. We cannot. We'll be blown out of, because Christ bore our sins on the cross. So God looks at us through the eyes through Christ. Jesus Christ is the intercessor. We cannot just go, we'll be finished. That's why he sent his son. So we honor Almighty God. We honor Christ Jesus. And we exalt the name of Almighty God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. So what am I saying to you? Honor God, Son Jesus Christ. Don't look at him in a like this formality. That's, you know, let me say this. We can go to President Biden. We're different than his daughter going to him. Amen. His daughter will go to him, and they have a deep and intimate relationship because that's his daughter. She don't, even though he's the president of the United States, it's her daddy. You understand what I mean? So, and we have a different relationship. We don't, she knows her daddy more than anybody else. He was there. So that is the intimacy of the relationship. What am I saying to you? God wants us to be so close to him like that. If you're not in that intimate relationship and you do with God like that, there's something wrong. Then you should seek for it. Lord, I want to be close to you. I want to be closer to you. I want to be close to you. Look at his name. He provides for us. He heals us. He delivers us. Oh, my God, he's a wonderful God. Hallelujah. So don't take the relationship for granted. Come to him just as you are. Hallelujah. You're here, but he has angels who are assigned to you. Every morning we pray, Lord, send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings. When I said doing your biddings, doing what God has told them to do to assist us in our destiny, in the plans that he has for our lives. Amen. Then I said, send your holy angels. You see me do a routine. It's not just a routine. It's listen to the words when I pray. Hallelujah. When he said, I put on the whole armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation. You see, he tells us to put these things on to protect us. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. And you take each of those armor. One day I will teach on each piece. So God isn't telling you to go and make it so the enemy can mess with you or mess with your children. No, you have the armor on. You know, he's not telling you to go like that. He's dressing you in that robe of righteousness. He's crowning you with glory. Hallelujah. The light of God shine in and through you. He's a wall of fire around you and the glory within you. Hallelujah. Angels are assigned to you. Every one of you right where you are, angels are right there. Assigned to you to do God's will for your life, to help you accomplish your destiny. Hallelujah. And that's why you never see me say God sent angels. I said holy angels, because you have to remember the enemy. The devil was once an angel. So you never say angel. You say holy angels, because you want only the holy angels, pure holy angels, because you just say angels. No. Of the holy angels are assigned. Hallelujah. All great thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So what I want you to know, there's peace and there's life with our Father. Even though the storms of life are raging, he gave you that peace. that surpasses all understanding. Do not take it for granted. He loves you. And this is all I want you to know. God loves you. And he wants you to come closest to him. Live each day as if it is your last day. Hallelujah. Do things that bring glory and honor to Almighty God. Get rid of bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, anything that will hinder your relationship. And sometimes it's hard, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Amen. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Spirit empowers us. Hallelujah. So don't take anything for granted. Hallelujah. We bless God. It is about his kingdom, earth, as it is in heaven. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, I thank you, Lord, for this message of love. There's so much some of us have been through. And sometimes forgive us for forgetting how much you love us. Lord, we want to be close to you. Help us. Oh God, we try to do these things to be close to you by ourselves. But we know we cannot make it. We need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and help us to be sensitive to the voice, the good shepherd, your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, in our walk with you, oh, we need you every second. We need you every minute. And we need you every hour. Lord, I pray that you will bless and touch each one this morning. Those that are here, those that will listen at another time. But everyone, even those that are not here, that's connected to us, touch each and every one in a special way. Be glorified in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we love you. We pray for our sons who are fathers, that they will exemplify above in the name of Jesus. Our sons who are fathers, oh God, that do not know Christ, that they will receive Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh God, and we pray for fathers. I always pray because fathers who are incarcerated and they can't reach out because of different mistakes. But God, you love us unconditionally. So we pray for mercy, oh God. Father God, there are some men in prison that really for the wrong reasons. Father God, oh righteous judge, have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those who have lost their fathers, Lord. We pray that you will comfort them, oh God. And that they remember what their fathers imparted into them. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for our sons, our brothers who are fathers. We bless your name, our cousins, all the fathers in our families. We say thank you, and we bless you, oh God. We release a special favor upon our sons, our brothers, our cousins, all the men, oh God. Release a favor. Shield them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Be glorified. Be glorified, oh God. We pray for the fathers in the church, the pastors, the leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. ask you to touch them in a special way. And so, Lord, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. When we praise God, we're going to say the Lord's prayers, and then we close our Father. Abba, Father, take time and say it. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a happy Father's Day and a happy week. I just lost my first cousin who was a big sister. We're so close to her. She passed away yesterday morning, and it's been hard on us because we're so close to her. Hallelujah, but to God be the glory. Have a wonderful and blessed Sunday and Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. God bless you.